Hope 103.2. It's always a pleasure to have Colin Buchanan on the radio. G'day, Cole.
Hello there, Uncle Nick, and hello to all my friends.
I was keen to hear you're taking the new album out, Jesus Hokey Pokey.
The Jesus Hokey Pokey. Yeah. Mm. Amazingly, I am. I've been asked back. There's a couple in Ryde, yeah, which I do every year, and then in Penrith, and over at Covenant Christian School at Belrose. All the details are on the Coorong website.
Now, is it true that you went back to Wynnewood in the mountains to record this album again?
I did, actually. It's interesting you should say that, because I've recorded lots of records up there.
Mm.
And the last record, God Rock, I recorded in at Rancombe Street Studios, which is a studio belonging to Garth Porter, and recorded there a lot over the years.
Now, but, I believe you might have had some backing vocals from Rob Badman of the Seeds Project and maybe Jake Naughter. Is that true?
You are across it. Yeah.
Well, I go to church with one of those guys, with Rob. So,
okay.
I'm in the know when it comes to you, bucko.
Yeah, you are. And look, I've got to say, it was delightful to. I'm not a little unsettling, but I'm sort of getting used to the fact that grown ups are able to walk in, sing on my record, and say, "Oh, and by the way." We used to go on holidays when I was a kid and listen to your kids' albums and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I used to put them on before I went to sleep at night. And so, look, at first you think, surely I'm not that old, and surely you're not that old either. And then you think, wow, kids grow up.
Yeah.
What a lovely thing to be involved in the lives of or involved in the childhood. You know, it's a treasured heritage, really.
You're affecting people greatly. Rob did say something like that to me, that he has you to thank for his good understanding of Bible verse, because he sang along to it as a kid.
That's very encouraging. And look, I'd put Bible verses to music, because that was, you know, I found it a lot easier to remember them that way. And I was, you know, teaching Sunday school, and I was working in a Christian school at the time, and we would learn memory verses. And I thought, well, if the kids were already better at their tables than I was, you know, their times tables.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I've got to give myself some sort of advantage over them. And putting Bible verses to music, especially because I thought, you know, you'd hear them in the playground walking around singing hair care commercials or fast food commercials, and you'd think, well, I should write a few jingles, you know, take the same sort of approach, but let's put God's truth in there.
Yeah, and, God bless you.
And that's how it all sort of, came to be. Little did I know that I'd be making albums and, you know, nearly 30 years later, I'd be saying, well, there really must have been something in that.
Take us out to the break.
10, 9, sing along, everyone. Yep. 10, 9, 8. God is
great.
Clap unless you're driving.
Oh, no. Oh, keep your hands on the wheel, please.
That's right.
Colin Buchanan.
Good on you, Nick.
We love your work.
No, I appreciate the yak, and it's always fun to talk to my friends at Hope. Especially fun to talk to Uncle Nick.
Oh, God bless you, Colin. Thanks for your time, and all the best with the new album, Jesus Hokey Pokey, coming to a place near you soon.
Yes, beware.